The Foot Washer. Yesterday, I used a water hose to wash out the inside of the church outhouse. For you city girls, an outhouse is a small hut sitting over a hole in the ground with a wooden floor and a seat with a hole in it. Before indoor plumbing, this was a typical toilet. The outhouse usually set about 50 feet from the house. As you can imagine, outhouses stink. As I squirted water all over the walls and the potty, I was wishing Chuck was around. If there is a dirty job, a tiresome job, a job which most people will try to avoid, a job where there is no glory to be found, you can be sure that Chuck will be there, quietly taking responsibility. Our friend Chuck is a foot washer. His strength is best seen in what he does for others. When I read the story of Jesus washing the animal manure off of the disciples' feet, or calling the little children to come unto him, or feeding the 5,000, I think of Chuck. The disciples all wanted to be in charge, to be seen, to receive glory. But Christ spent most of his time with them, teaching them to be quiet servants, the works of a steady man. Jesus was a foot washer. In Christ's time, washing the feet of the traveler was a loathsome job that befell the lowest paid servant. Yet Jesus washed their feet as a testimony to them of what he values. If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. John 13:12. In effect, he was teaching them, if you want to be my disciple, then plan on spending your life cleaning up after folks, fixing the old lady's sink, driving out of your way to give someone a ride to the church. Many women think of their pastor as a mighty man of God, or their song leader as a spirit-filled man. Yet I suspect it will be the quiet, Mr. Steady-type men who will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The steady man, the quiet man, the man who does not take control, is not a man of little worth, for Jesus exalted the common chores that are so often performed by the steady man. Mr. Steady can be a strong man of God. His strength is exercised as he quietly assumes responsibility that others usually shirk. If we, as wives, could only learn to honor the man God gave us, we would be blessed to see what a mighty man of God he could become. A glorious marriage is sometimes only an appreciation away. Ask God for wisdom to honor and appreciate your steady man, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Luke 22:24-27.